In the second of this week's two parashas, Parashas Kedoshim, the Torah starts off with a mitzvah, Kedoshim Tiyu. You should be holy. And it goes on to describe this. Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem, because I, Hashem, your God, I am holy. How can we possibly try to be holy like Hashem? We're supposed to copy and emulate the Kedusha of Hashem. Is that possible? Many of the Mefarshim explain the Pasuk as follows, the Ksav Sofer and others. They say, Kedoshim to you, you should be holy, separate, removed. Now, how holy and separate and removed should you be? You might think Hashem wants us to live like a Nazir or a monk, completely separate, completely living on our own, subsisting on the most tasteless food and water, and completely separating from all earthly pleasures. Maybe that's what Hashem wants. Let's remove ourselves from our families, our community, society. So no, that's not what Hashem wants from us. You should be holy, ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem. You should be holy like I am. I, Hashem, your God. Hashem, who even though I'm holy, I am still very much part of things. I'm Hashem Elokeichem. I'm Hashem, your God. I still run things, govern, care for you, look out for you. Hashem, even though he's so separate, so removed, he's also so involved. And when we say Kedusha, also Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Hashem is so holy, so separate, so removed, beyond everything we can comprehend. But he's also Hashem Tzvakos. He's also the Hashem who runs the world through his armies, the spiritual army, the forces. And he's also Meloch al Aretz Kevodo. He fills the world with his honor. He makes us able to be able to relate to him through his covenant that he spreads throughout the world. So yes, he's Kadosh, but he's not removed. Hashem wants us to be like that, to not separate ourselves from our friends, our community, from Klal Yisrael. Hashem wants us to be Ma'uriv Imabrius, to be mechazik each other, strengthen each other, and to get chizik, to be nischazik from each other. The Ksav Sofer's father, also discusses this, goes along the same mahalach, and he brings Rashi, who in the beginning of the parasha, Rashi cites the Medrash, that this parasha, Kedoshim Tiyu, was said at Hakel, when all of Klal Yisrael came together. When all of Klal Yisrael is coming together, that's when we're told, Kedoshim Tiyu, you should be separate. Clearly telling us that yes, we're supposed to be Kadosh, to be separate, to be elevated, to be holy, while we're part of Klal Yisrael. We can't be Kadosh alone. We need each other. Every one of us is needed, and every one of us needs each other. Every one of us has an effect on each other, on the world. Nobody can live in a bubble. You can't imagine living in a bubble. You're all alone. You go, oh, I'll do my own thing, and I don't need to worry about anybody else. That's not how Hashem wants us to live. That's not how a healthy, successful Yid lives. A healthy, successful Yid is involved in Klal Yisrael, feels connected, feels an achrayus, is part of things. And we find some very clear examples in these parashiyos of the power that of our kedusha, the impact that we can have, or chas v'shalom, the impact of the opposite of engaging in the opposite of kedusha and bring tumah into the world. The Torah says that if we engage in averus and thereby bring tumah into Eretz Yisrael, then Eretz Yisrael will spit us out. It's as if Hashem won't even need to choose to punish us. It's just that Eretz Yisrael, with all of its Kedusha, cannot tolerate the Averos and the Tuma. So our Averos, our Tuma, Chas V'Shalom, would cause Eretz Yisrael to force us out of itself, that we can't be there anymore, because the Tuma and the Kedusha can't coexist. Everyone has the ability to impact the Kedusha in the world, or Chas V'Shalom, the Tuma in the world. And we can't say, well, we don't care about what other Jews are doing. We just care about ourselves. Everyone has an impact. We all need to succeed for any of us to succeed. And we find when the Malachim say Kedusha, They say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. That's where we get it from. They're, as they're saying Kedusha, they're connecting to Hashem. They're connecting, absorbing his Kedusha and serving as the vehicle that spreads the Kedusha around throughout the world. Chazal say they have to say it all together. And that's, in fact, how it's described in Birchas Kriya Shema. It says, V'nosnim reshus zeh lazeh. They have to give each other permission before they say Kedusha. And then, Kedusha kulam ke'echad onim v'omrim b'yira. Then they say Kedusha kulam ke'echad, all of them together. Apparently reciting Kedusha and increasing the presence of Hashem's Kedusha in the world needs to be done as a group. It's a group activity. It's not an individual activity. It needs to be done together. And the malachim we describe also in Birchas Kriya Shema, they're kulam ahuvim. They all love each other. There's no fighting. There's no jealousy. There's no, oh, I want to be the one who jumps in front and shows off how much I say Kedusha and how important I am. They're all happy to give each other permission and to wait and then to all do it together, because each malach understands its own importance and understands every other malach's importance and how they are dependent on each other. So there's no reason to be jealous or to fight. They're kulam ahuvim. They all love each other. And this, I think, is an important lesson of how we can also be kulanu ahuvim, how we can all be beloved, how we could love each other, how we can fulfill the mitzvah, the most important mitzvah in this week's parasha, v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha, love your friend like yourself. When we understand, when each one of us understands how important we are, each one of us, and we understand how much we need each other, how much of an impact I make, and also, of course, therefore, how much of an impact every individual makes. When we understand how we all can only succeed together, only then can we succeed when we're together in our true mission of bringing more Kedusha into ourselves, into the world, then we can also, like the Malachim, we can love each other without any hesitation, without any reservation. We can be kulanu ahuvim. We can also be mekayim the mitzvah, v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha, and love each other and not live a life of looking over our shoulder, trying just to bring attention to myself. We can stand tall and proud and excited about what we do and look tall and proud at each member of Klal Yisrael and be machshav and respect and love every other member of Klal Yisrael as well, realizing that we're all part of one big family. Ooh, we need to care for each other, look out for each other, and grow together, bring Kedusha into the world together. And Amir Tashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will quickly get rid of this machla, or send the cure, or the vaccine, or whatever it is that will most quickly get us back together again so we can continue growing together. And the Emma says we are fortunate enough to live in the technology information age where we can connect with each other even from a distance. And I would really encourage everybody, if you don't already have a chavrusa, besides the shiurim that we're having and siddurim that we're having as part of the regular, not so regular yeshiva schedule that we have now, I'd encourage everybody, call a friend and set up a time to learn every day. If you're only up to doing a few minutes, only do a few minutes to learn somewhat. Connect with a friend while you're sitting at home and just try to accomplish this, that we are still feeling connected to Klal Yisrael, to your friends, and learn something of Chazar Gemara, learn some Halacha, learn a Musar Sefer, learn Chumash, Navi, whatever it is. But connect with a friend and work on growing together.